This is World College Radio Day 2021.
Heard around the world, around the world, around the world.
This is the day we all come together. You are listening to the World College Radio Day Global Marathon. The College Radio Foundation is grateful for the following organizations and our official supporters for this event: Hindenburg Systems, Live 365, Spinatron, and Vero True Social.
This global marathon is powered by Live 365.
Hi, my name is Eva Gustafsson. I'm the president of World College Radio Day, and I welcome you to the 11th annual World College Radio Day.
My name is Annabella Poland, and I am president of College Radio Day in the U.S.
On Friday, October 1st, once again we come together to celebrate radio productions by students worldwide.
We learn in these 20 months that we are resilient. We remain resilient.
Come what may, student radio will find a way. Because in tough times, we thrive.
Have the best World College Radio Day yet.
Status report. It's back again.
Press play.
The day college radios comes together around the world.
Turn your radio up as loud as possible.
Turn them radios up.
I love it.
Welcome, my friends,
to World College Radio Day.
College Radio Day.
The old world is on the air.
College Radio is united.
Connection is coming.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 11, 10, 9.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Ignition sequence. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running.
Radio connected.
And now.
Connected to.
Ireland.
College radio is resilient radio. In difficult times, we thrive. So this October 1st, 2021, join us as we celebrate our medium and we bring together hundreds of radio stations around the world. For registration, information, and additional details, please visit collegeradio.org.
Hello to everyone tuning in to World College Radio Day's 24-hour global marathon. We are ULFM from the University of Limerick, based in Ireland. We're honoured to get to share some of what we do with everyone today. The show you're about to hear is an excerpt from our 10-year anniversary celebrations that have just happened. To celebrate our 10-year anniversary, as our country opens back up and lifts restrictions, has been fantastic, and it shows where real perseverance and resilience can take you. In this show, four of our current committee talk about what happened last year and how we pulled through what seemed like an impossible year. The concept of resilience means a lot to us, as I'm sure it does to all radio stations around the world, particularly this year. In hard times, student radio has only gotten better and continued to strive under unimaginable circumstances. Thank you to College Radio for allowing us to share this with you and to share our thoughts, feelings, and achievements of the last year. We hope you enjoy.
My train of thought there. Lauren, other than your phenomenal quizzes, is there anything that stands out in particular this year?
I think my favourite part of the year was when we like tried to make up our Bix application and everything. That was a lot of fun. Everyone else hated that, but I love that.
That was one of the most stressful times of my life.
The script writing, the application was awful. But
any of the actual work was bad.
Yeah, I didn't do any of that though, so it's okay.
Yeah, if anyone hasn't seen our Best Society nomination video, it's on our Instagram, on our IGTV. It's an absolutely phenomenal video put together by the committee of mostly just memes and general information. That and our work did lead us to getting Best Society, so what can you say? Comedy works.
It was a perfect amalgamation of memes and information. It was a perfect marriage. It worked. Chance will be won, you know?
It was made in like 36 hours as well.
Which was quite impressive. Though to be fair, like doing things very quickly is not a foreign idea to the society.
Yeah. I'm trying to even backtrack and think of the things that we've done the last year. I'm trying to backtrack like 3 years for me. When I first came into ULFM, it was... when I first came in, Declan Mills, who you've probably seen a lot of today if you've watched the stream, was president, which is why we can't get rid of him. And you'll be seeing more of him tomorrow, actually. Hello, Jacob's thumb there in the
background.
That was
Jacob, our secretary, just there bringing me coffee. Very nice man.
What a wonderful secretary.
Our wonderful secretary, yes.
Yeah, so Declan was president when I first joined, and I remember going to the first meeting and being like, I want to be on the committee, but I'm too terrified and I don't know anyone here. So I joined as... I think I became an events assistant. We didn't really do much that year that I can remember, that or I just wasn't told about things. And then it wasn't until the following rec drive, I'm not even sure when that was, the following rec drive, myself and our technical manager, Ken, were helping out the rec drive, and we were left to man the stand for about an hour with no knowledge of what ULFM really was outside of running our own shows. No knowledge of how to get people to sign up, no knowledge of anything really that we needed to know. And we stood there for an hour, and that is why me and Kenward are friends to this day, because we actually joined on the same day. And it's just been a lot since then. Yeah, it's a weird one. We were just kind of left there. I think the rest of the committee were going to interview someone for a show, as far as I remember. If Declan is somewhere in the comments, he'll probably remember that correctly. Yeah, I didn't turn up to any of the first couple of members' meetings, like in-person ones that were done. Because I was just too afraid, because I didn't know anybody in the society. It wasn't until I actually joined committee fully as the PRO the second year I did it that I like actually, that's when I met Lana. And the entire meeting, we spent making weird hand signals at Declan under the table. And that's not like a metaphor for something inappropriate. We were just sitting there doing this under the table every time Declan spoke. And since then, it's just gotten out of hand. Oh, Ken is still commenting. Ken says, I'm not sure how to log out of it. It just put me in because the password was saved. I'd been on committee for like 2 days when that rec drive was on. Yeah, it was... my timeline is a bit messed up. But yeah, we were very early on when we were thrown into that. And it's just kind of escalated from there, and now I'm here. And now my face is on the UL Instagram.
No, your face is in the press. It's in I Love Limerick. It's everywhere.
No, my face
you're
is
now, everywhere. You're now the first thing that people will think of when they think ULFM.
God.
You are a local celebrity.
You're a local celebrity now.
The girl in the picture with the duck. That's me now. Oh, I do have... For the alumni that were asking earlier, he is here. I don't think I can sit him anywhere that he becomes visible, but I can just... There you go. It's me and Fluffy Duck now. For anyone that was confused about the constant conversation about this duck, he's our mascot. He's been with us since the formation of the society. So... He's been here longer than any of us. He's been here longer than the three of us combined have been in ULFM.
He's about... he's been here since the foundation of the society.
Yeah.
So he's about half my age.
But he's been in for longer than collectively all of us. Caleb says, well done, lads. Happy anniversary. Thank you very much. We are delighted to get to celebrate it this week. With a week chock full of stuff. God, there's so much stuff. Literally, my journey through ULFM was so strange and erratic that I don't even know. After PRO was secretary, that year I made the mistake of joining like four societies committees, and that was terrible, and I'm never doing that again. And now we're here, and we're last year's best society, and we're 10 years old, and we're doing a lot of things,
and it's all online as well. We don't even have a studio.
No, we're technically a podcasting station right now, but
I have never been in a radio studio.
Some of our core committee and some of our main committee members have never been in a radio studio before, despite being part of the radio station for a year.
I don't think I've even seen one with my own eyes.
I'm not entirely sure what radio is, and at this stage, I think it's too late to ask.
What does FM mean?
Well, don't ask me what FM means. People ask us that all the time, and I actually had to learn what it meant so that, in case people asked me, because it's so embarrassing to not know.
What does it mean? Just out of curiosity, frequency. Not just so I know that you know, like, just.
It stands for a frequency modulation.
What would AM mean then?
I don't know. What are we? ULAM.
I mean, we
expected me to know that.
We could get pirate on it. You know, that's where all the pirate radio stations are, I believe, and the AM frequencies. We could just become a pirate radio station, completely separate from everything, and just
do it. The comments are now full of happy birthday to Fluffy Duck.
World College Radio Day was designed 11 years ago to harness the combined power of all student, university, and college stations around the world. This day of collaboration and unity allows us to amplify our voices and fundraise to help stations in need. If you're interested in participating in World College Radio Day or to become a supporter of World College Radio Day, please visit collegeradio.org.
January, and we both would have been elected to Lauren's current position.
Indeed.
Though we didn't make as many Kahoot quizzes. We did make Kahoot quizzes, to be fair.
I made Kahoot quizzes.
We make
Kahoot quizzes. You weren't just
Don't you dare go there. Don't you dare go there, Jacob.
We did make Kahoot quizzes, to be fair. Yours were better. You had better images than yours. I did not have better. If you're a new fresher and you want to join, just be sure to join, because our Kahoot quizzes have always been a thing, and they're amazing.
The Kahoot quizzes are pretty fun, I think.
Especially now.
What does this have to do with going through our time in FM over the past year? Absolutely everything.
Absolutely everything. Really, the Kahoot quizzes are the most integral part of the operation of this society. Like, the events like this are entirely secondary. Really.
Indeed.
Like, we really should just be doing Kahoot. We should have done a 10-year anniversary Kahoot quiz, left it at that.
That would have been a great anniversary.
That would have been a fantastic anniversary.
Lauren, why didn't you suggest this that I need a meeting?
Okay, anyway.
So you didn't want to go there, we're pretty watershed.
Okay, let's actually start this now. Okay, so okay. I suppose, why did all of you want to join committee?
Do you want to go first?
I suppose I'll go first purely because I was probably the most pragmatic. Because I do journalism, it just seemed like the natural thing to do because I'm not very good at writing, despite being a journalist. So I suppose as a journalist that wanted to get into radio journalism, joining ULFM's committee felt like the most natural thing to do, I suppose. And just actually enjoying my time within the society. I also played a part in that, just wanting to be involved more. I remember getting into that first meeting. And in the interview before, they were talking about how ULFM are very good at presenting themselves as this very big and serious thing. And I remember that first meeting feeling like I was entering a broadcasting institution, and now I'm the station manager, so we're clearly not that serious. But yeah, no, it was mostly just, I suppose for pragmatic purposes, secondary. I wanted to be a part of a college radio station, and when committee positions came up, I decided to go for them.
Mine's a little bit less serious than that one. I don't study journalism, I'm a chemical engineer. There's no correlation to me joining ULFM. Kind of just joined on a whim because I thought it looked like a fun society, first time I ever joined. I got indoctrinated into ULFM very quick, got along with committee very quick, so of course it became natural that I'd want to further the society more. I got along with everyone here, absolutely loved the environment that was created, and decided that any input I can give to making this society a better place is a good input, a good use of my time. So I went for the events officer role, and then later on, now again, the secretary role. It just felt natural to be a part of ULFM to me. especially after rinsing Amy the first time I met her.
I know, she's our boss.
She's our
she
boss.
Was always our boss, really. Yeah. We've never actually held a higher committee position than Amy.
We probably never
will. We've never done it, and we probably never will.
Amy will never leave ULFM, mark our words here. Our president, she's stuck here.
She's president in perpetuity, I reckon.
Indeed. You think Declan's bad at ULFM? Amy would be just as bad. Guaranteed. Guaranteed.
100%.
We love you both. But you're never leaving. And we know you're never leaving. How about yourself?
It's just the why I joined. Well, initially it actually was Jacob's idea. He mentioned it one night. And I was just kind of said, I'm a chemical engineer. Would I have any reason to join ULFM? But it was a good choice because now I've made some really good friends and it's just really helped boost my confidence in talking to people. Especially being engaged as an officer, that's kind of my whole job, just being and talking with new people, and it helps really improve my people skills, talking skills, and just confidence in general.
Yeah, no, I have found that major kind of confidence boost. Like, I don't think, obviously, I had my college radio experience when I was in FM. Excuse me, I will be leaving eventually.
Amy Austin will never leave you in FM.
Amy Austin, you've heard it here, this is a breaking story. Amy Austin is here in perpetuity. She will never leave. She won't even get like HLM or anything, she just won't go. She'll be in sports science until 2050, just to say anyone out of that. But yeah, I have found, like, obviously I had my college radio experience from my time in LCFE, but I found the streaming to be a lot more daunting than actual online radio, just because you have the visual element and you have the vocalized element, and I feel my confidence has taken a massive rise, I suppose, over the past year. Just, I suppose, our first times going live, Bart Thompson, would have been on Intervarsities. But that was terrifying.
It was terrifying. I never, even up to that point, I don't think I'd ever done anything with the society regarding having my voice and face out there. I'd always been more of the backtrack person who I went to the members meetings, but I didn't know how to, you know, kind of make content that I enjoyed, that I wanted out there. I just couldn't do it until I eventually did it anyway. Yeah. But my first time putting myself out there would have been in Diversities. And it's a terrifying experience at first, especially when you're the one organizing it as well, since we were events officers at the time.
Message from the president. Conan, you just need to speak up a bit.
I never need to speak up a bit. That's very
good. Who needs to speak up when you can turn up the game?
Okay. I wanted to touch that. I would have rather just spoken up. But we'll...
It's fine, turn up.
Okay. I'm going to trust you on that one.
It's all right.
But what was I going to say there? That completely derailed me.
We were on about our first time being on air, really.
Well, I've had the podcasting experience from beforehand. I'd only been podcasting throughout that year, but the most difficult thing about podcasting in comparison to actual streams is that you have infinite attempts at podcasting.
You do.
Like, I spent hours and hours and days doing takes and retakes and re-re-retakes and re-re-re-re-retakes.
Something like 22 podcasts.
Like 24, banging out 24 individual separate podcasts. I was carrying UFM on my back content. I absolutely wasn't just for the people that don't get that joke.
We are speaking with a lot of sarcasm here.
I might have made about 3 podcasts.
We really are a bad combo to have gotten on the air together.
Yes. We're too sardonic.
We are.
Too sardonic.
Lauren, why did you join committee?
I was more or less friendly, coerced. For legal reasons, that's a joke. At a members meeting, I think someone just kind of said join, and I was like, okay, because there was the COVID officer role was open, so I just went for it. And it was a good role, I think, to start with as well, because it was just, I didn't have that much to do, but I got to see how committee worked, and I got to sit in on committee meetings and everything else as well. So I liked my role last year, but I just love making Kahoot quizzes more, so.
That's honestly understandable. I did love events officer. I found events officer enjoyable.
I prefer station manager, to be honest. purely just because it focuses, like, because obviously the event officer, you're going into event management.
Yeah.
Station manager, you can almost say it's event. Pretty much every facet of ULFM's committee is event management in some way.
But, yeah. Lauren, realistically, you hold a higher position than all of us. You control
the
kahukas and the events.
The lifeblood of the society.
Mm.
So yeah, the holy elixir
I feel bad for anyone that hasn't been to one of these quizzes.
I feel bad too for the four people who are watching this currently, and if by chance they're not people who are already a part of the ULFM society or a part of the committee, join the Kahoot quizzes when we have them on. They are actually good crack.
I think we should go over what we did last year, because we've just completely gone off. We've derailed this, but you know what? It's entertaining, it's fun.
Well, like,
ULFM!
What's radio if it's not being entirely derailed?
Exactly.
Void of any kind of.
What did we accomplish last year, though? We did quite a lot last year.
Yeah, we did quite do quite a lot last year.
Starting off, I think the main thing we originally got involved in would have been the intervarsities. However, yes. There was, as when we joined, I believe they were in the process of the UL Google Takeover.
Yes, that would have been run by. Oh. Lauren runs everything secretly. Exactly. Lauren is the puppet master. That's what she does with Amy now.
She's behind whispering in Amy's ear everything that needs to be done. Exactly. This event, entirely Lauren.
Amy is Lauren's envoy.
Yes.
Spiritually.
You're not wrong. No,
I guarantee Amy will start speaking in an Australian accent soon because it's Lauren's voice. Exactly.
Exactly. The jiggle be up when Amy starts trying to drive Lauren's car. When Lauren forgets that she's using Amy as an envoy.
I mean, when Lauren tries to drive Lauren's car, it's not
It is an experience.
Better than no car.
It is better than What other events had we had last year?
At the start of the year, we did have the global takeover, which would have been run by our PRO and head of news, Katie Marjorie. Shout out to her. She's done some fantastic work over the past few weeks, and just the past year and the past existence, as far as my existence at ULFM has been.
One of the first things I've actually seen of ULFM was on the UL Global Takeover of our current president. Talked about her experience joining UL.
You know,
that was genuinely one of the first ever things I'd seen about ULFM.
Yeah, that was the first thing I'd seen on the Instagram.
Yeah.
The first thing I'd ever seen in the ULFM.
Yeah.
I remember I sent an email when I first tried to join here. Like, do you need any podcasting experience, radio experience? Because I have radio experience, but you know, it's fine. They never got back to me and I almost didn't join us, but...
I sent an Instagram DM and I was like, yo, how to join?
Sorry, Lauren, what were you saying?
I sent an Instagram DM and I was like, yo, how to join? And I don't know who that was that got back to me, but that's why I joined.
Ken, potentially
Ken.
Yeah, I used like a cowboy emoji and everything. I was really adventurous.
over the year, I suppose, since our existence of being a committee, after the UL Global Takeover, I believe there was definitely something between the UL Global Takeover.
Well, it was the start of the members' meetings.
Well, yeah, I suppose the start of the members' meetings were taking place. They've been fantastic for the society. I feel like they dragged all of us in.
Dragged all of us in because with COVID, we wouldn't have really got involved if it hadn't been for those members' meetings. I might not be here if it hadn't been for that single members' meeting that I joined, where I absolutely rinsed Amy. Why? I don't know. I just met the girl. But look at where we are now.
And then Jacob almost had to leave because I rinsed him for
him. Okay.
Yeah.
He had the same thing done onto him.
I did.
He soaked and soaked and soaked for weeks.
It was a dark time. You never want to be under fire by our station
it's
manager.
It's what you get for wearing cardigans when you were a kid, Jacob.
Okay.
It's
not my fault.
The rules, I just enforced them, Jacob.
I was not. Not my fault. I was
42. Constitutionally, I have to make fun of you. Constitutionally, I have to make fun of you. That's on you, bro.
Thompson, what was your experience at the members' meetings? You've been quite quiet.
The members' meetings were incredible, honestly. That first one is still iconic to this day.
Forgot the first one.
No.
Other than Lauren, you wasn't.
Yeah, I didn't show up for that one.
It was like 2 or 3 hours when a few people had left, and it was just everyone,
who's apart from Lauren, everyone who's here right now stayed throughout the whole thing.
The story actually for everyone is that our engagement officer Thompson here was so close to not actually participating in the he nearly didn't join. Because I don't know if you remember, but I was texting your master like, join, it'll be fun. For an entire day before you actually agreed to do it.
Yeah.
So you were getting the decision.
Really, very stubborn person.
So for us, so obviously every 2 weeks we have those fantastic members meetings that have been great for the society and
very good
members in during such a weird year, COVID-wise, and generally just the general academic experience was kind of flipped on its head, and the general experience of clubs and societies were flipped on its head, and somehow we were still able to attract members in with those members meetings. That's obviously been a fantastic achievement. What else have we done?
We've done quite a good bit, but yet I'm still blanking.
But to be honest, I'd say bringing back ULFM News is probably one of the
That was a very big highlight. A big well done to our current PRO, Katie, for actually getting onto that, because that was a phenomenal... That gave a lot of our members, I think, experience with doing shows by having the responsibility of doing their own news segments.
Exactly, yeah. It was like ULFM News, generally, I know, was a thing before we joined, but I believe there was a few years between...
There was.
...where there was no ULFM News, and thank God Katie actually took that on herself and decided to get it going again. Like, again, lots of our new members... One's been making podcasts like I would if they wanted to run the D&D stuff, so they didn't really have a lot to do. And because we weren't able to run workshops at the time with how hectic all of our administration work was at the time, that ULFM News is almost a workshop in and of itself. I believe there's workshops in news writing, actually presenting, all sorts of stuff.
And Katie held many workshops throughout the year.
Exactly, and we got a Smedia's Award.
We did.
Well, and a Smedia's Award nomination out of it, but a nomination nonetheless. Like, that's still a big achievement to be on such a national scale.
And of course, you brought it up there. Every single one of us here was on the Dungeons & Dragons podcast that we held.
Yep. Yes.
Yay.
First, you want to bring that up, Mr.
First, I want to bring that up.
Okay.
All right, fine, we'll drop
go
it.
On.
We'll
drop No, don't drop it. Go off, Queen. Come on, let's
go. Go off, Queen. So, of course, one of the other highlights of the year was it was basically like doing an event every week. I'm not going to lie. The amount of work I put into that was horrendously high. I spent like 6 hours every week making sure that thing was good for air. But we held a Dungeons & Dragons podcast with every single one here and many other members of ULFM. Yes. Our president was there, our treasurer was there. So many people joined in that. Even when we had guest appearances from old members such as Declan.
Returning to the Declan Never Leaving.
Declan Never Leaving. He even turned up in the Dungeons & Dragons podcast, you would have thought.
Who would have thunk it? Declan, probably the biggest nerd that has ever passed through.
Honestly,
the ULFM.
You'd be surprised, everyone in ULFM is somewhat a nerd. I put in there and I wasn't expecting any response. All of a sudden I had 7-8 people ready to play Dungeons & Dragons.
Yeah, we had a massive party. It was fantastic.
It was amazing.
Is that coming back? Can you tell us now it'll come back?
I have no idea if it'll come back.
Not the campaign of the D&D podcast generally.
We could remake a D&D podcast. I'm not confirming or denying, but we could.
As station manager, can I give you a direct order to start the D&D podcast again?
Absolutely not.
Can you bring it back? I'll do another accent.
We can make an attempt.
We can totally make an attempt. Lauren, do you have any fun memories of this past year, or just even the events that we would have held?
I enjoyed doing the post-grad student election things, doing all those interviews. And they were also, Katie was a big help with them, and she ran workshops on how to interview, basically. That was through the news team as well. That was really good fun, and it was just really good experience.
Yeah, no, I remember I did a lot of the technical side in the post-student union, or the post-graduate student union, back to World Debates. And that was really good fun, just seeing those debates and seeing Lauren, and I believe who was the other host that was with you and Katie?
Kayla?
I'm blanking on her name, if you're really bad about this.
Kayla, yeah.
It was Lauren and Kayla that would have posed the questions to the...
Fair enough.
To the electorates and all that. It was a very, very, very fun experience, because we haven't actually done a proper debate all year, because I know, just even looking back in the mix of town and all that, some of our biggest hits have been either the PSU student debates or the student union debates.
Fair enough.
They've been our biggest hits. So actually getting something like that back this year was really, really good. Really good.
And that was my first time ever live as well.
That was your first time. You did the Interversities, did you not?
I believe you did Interversities. Nope.
Were you at different Interversities?
No, I had like 100 essays I'll do the one day.
Do we not have receipts? I feel like I remember Lauren being in Interversities.
Apparently. I was active in the comments. Well, I wasn't.
I guess it was me, you and Interversities, I suppose.
Yeah.
Big shout out to as well our current president, Amy Austin, for doing a lot of, putting her face basically out there for a lot of the content that we did last year. Oh, involvement in the D&D podcast, involvement in the universities, she was fantastic.
Yes, yes. And that wasn't even when she was president.
No.
Which is a crazy thing. She wasn't even president. Mm-hmm. But yeah, the interversities, I suppose we can move on to interversities now. Just we have referred to before many, many times. Indeed. Just because I suppose it was all of our first exposures to a ULFM event. Great time.
It was a very good time. I enjoyed it.
I enjoyed myself. The sports hour became the heart of darkness.
It did. The sports hour was something we don't talk about. It was not sport, but it was something.
The sports hour is something like this, that I'm going to have to confront tomorrow when Thompson and I are on InterVarsity Sports Hour. We're going to have to dig up a lot of old feelings regarding the InterVarsity Sports Hour. And I actually have Thompson in with me, though. So.
That's handy. It's not me and Amy. We know nothing about sports.
Yeah, trying to run a sports hour. So at least Thompson and I can bully Thompson about being an Arsenal fan.
Here's the news flash.
I'm sure he has some toxic stuff to say about me being a Manchester United supporter. I mean, make an hour's content.
I was going to say, here's the news flash for anyone. If you don't know anything about sports, you can't really bounce anything off that person during sports hour. Who would have thought?
Yeah.
Oh, the joys.
The joys.
And of course, it was very close after university. We had Vinyl Thumb.
We did have Vinyl Thumb.
Common, you can take the lead in that
one. We did have Vinyl Thumb. Oh boy. My technological peak was Vinyl Thumb, I think. I think being able to figure out how to connect a turntable, so an analog device, into a computer, an electrical device.
You can't see right now, but he's showing everyone his computer. Well, he's showing me his
computer. I'm very mobile when I talk. But being able to connect a turntable, being an analog device, to a computer, and making that stream out live was fantastic. I loved every second of that. And then just actually, because I've spent too much money on records in my time. Now, to be fair, those records were my dad's, I'll admit now. They were my dad's 7 inches, but I've spent too much money on records generally. So just actually having a practical application for that was great. And I got to play some good tunes, even though it is muted on the Facebook currently because I think the Facebook bots picked up what I was doing. Fantastic experience. Probably my personal favorite event of the year, just because no hitches really.
Mm-hmm.
It was all vinyl and I love vinyl. All good music that I liked. And yeah, no, fantastic event. I was glad I got put on that, though I don't think there's anybody else in committee that could have done it remotely. I don't think.
I mean, you were the music kid.
I was the music kid. I'm still the music kid.
Yeah, you are.
I'm still the music kid. I'm hoping when I...
For those who don't know, Conan here is a very big hipster, so therefore his taste in music in his sense is immaculate. Everyone else's is wrong if it's not his. It's just, you need to accept it. It's hipster things.
Oh, I've never been that hard nosed about it. you're not wrong. if you want an idea of what my music taste is like, there is Singles Going Steady and Why Life Isn't Fair would be on the ULFM Spotify. They would also be along with the girls.
You just couldn't help yourself.
The Council of Lads and
the self promo.
What's the podcast name?
Because there was only one.
Oh yeah, Unnecessary Opinion.
Unnecessary Opinion. No, but the one on Spotify was called That's Pretty
Random. Oh, an episode of that's pretty random.
It's actually quite entertaining. And we also have...
We might bring it back.
On Thursday, which is going to be fun. Sorry, what did you say?
We might bring it back. Who knows?
Might bring it back.
If you need a co-host, I could be a co-host, I suppose. I don't know.
I need a co-host.
Look at that, we may have another podcast. If we bring back the D&D podcast, I might actually cry. But you know what? At least then I could say I put blood, sweat, and tears into this society. And being able to say that statement would be a living hell. But we move.
We do. We do move. I can't believe. Okay, I might have to pull rank from you just to get the D&D podcast back.
It was good.
You could make a D&D campaign just for me, and I'll just sit there giggling and like.
Oh, okay.
Thinking like a wee schoolgirl about Jacob's new campaign.
I prefer to not just play with you. Like, we need more people.
As station manager, I can pull rank in you and again say that. just change the fundamental rules of D&D for me, please, so we can make a podcast.
We'll look into it. It's one for the books. We may see
we'll earmark that.
And of course, all of this led to a very special thing to happen at the end of the year.
I finished first year.
Okay, that's not
where we all finished first year.
I was going to say, we missed the Society of the Year.
We did do that.
We won Club Society of the Year.
Yeah, of course we won Best Society of the Year, because we won't stop talking about it.
How could we? If you haven't seen already, our... What was it? The Hust video we did?
The Hust video, yes.
Was absolutely immaculate. The video was perfect. The editing, again, thanks to our PRO, Katie, phenomenal. Everything about the video was peak humor.
And it was just such a nice group effort. So I really felt like we won that award, that it wasn't just one or two people's.
Yes.
It felt like it was our award for the year and what we did during that year.
How long did we script write for that?
We did. It was, I believe that was me, you, Katie, and Amy who scripted.
Yeah, but how long did we spend it?
So let's give some context here. Me, for the script, we had a little call for it.
Yes.
We sat in that call for maybe 3 hours brainstorming ideas before we came up with one. It turns out we came up with one and kind of just winged it throughout the entire thing until it made a coherent story somehow. We don't know how, but it was phenomenal.
I was upset that I wasn't present at that call. I think I was in a place that just had no Wi-Fi at all, so I wasn't able to be present.
I was able to
create the iconic...
The one that we made the meme out of.
The one that the meme has now been made out of.
Oh, with the door.
Actually, it was 27. So if you haven't seen, essentially... For some reason, you have half a door that opens and the bottom half...
Don't question that.
It's a strange little device. But he opens the top half of the door, the bottom half hiding his legs, and now there's a meme that Conan is, half horse, yeah.
Because nobody had actually met me in real life before.
We just made a joke that he was half horse.
I was a man of the woods then.
I think we should just stop now. I don't think we should get into this whole horse talk. Let's stop now.
I can see Thompson's eyes.
So if you go that sparking fire meme, we can talk about this.
But also, another message from the president, Conan, you're too far away from your mic.
How is it picking me up and not you? Like, are you using the same mic?
we have to use the same mic. Like, if I go anywhere close, like, I'll just start shouting at them all as much I can do.
But, I believe that was what... No, it wasn't that. We sent in the meme saying Hans, and that's what started the horse memes. Which is why we don't know why it was a horse meme. It was just a horse meme. But a little fun fact for you. It's why Thompson's character in the D&D podcast is a centaur. It's because for some reason we joked about horses.
We do. I do like a good horse.
Let's leave that there.
Did you just
compare a horse to a duck?
No, a dog.
Okay.
A dog.
It's a dog.
I don't think horses are like dogs at all.
Think about it. We'll come back
to it. I'd rather not.
Because you can't. Okay, fair enough. You can't use a dog as a form of transport, but a horse. Look at how they gallop and are really friendly, and their tails even wag. And like, oh, I love horses. I love horses. never in the horse. I've seen very few horses in my life, but I do quite like the idea of horses.
Where has it gone?
We have 25 minutes to get the train back on the rails, and this wouldn't be a ULFM broadcast. We won Society of the Year. Now I'm talking about horses. This couldn't have gone any better, really.
Okay, so yeah, we won Society of the Year. I think that was mainly due to the fact that we did quite a lot over the year, mainly with our members' meetings, or trying to move on without laughing, mainly with our members' meetings, and of course, the events we had throughout the year.
Yes.
And of course, with all of that, we were doing all of this throughout COVID.
Yeah.
Like, that's impressive. We made
for those of you who don't know, we've never seen the inside of the radio station. Yeah, none of us here. We make up the majority of the four of us here.
We're on the station manager. I've never seen.
We've never seen the inside of the studio, and we've managed to produce content after content, quality content as well.
Yes.
When Society of the Year, all of this while dealing with struggles of trying to adapt. We've been constantly adapting. Not once have we not tried. We've gone from station, those who knew the station, to online. We've only learned online. And now we're going to be adapting back to this, going straight back into the station and learning all the equipment. I'm not going to lie, I'm impressed with how well we run.
I feel like we're going to absolutely collapse as soon as we get into the studio. Okay, that's when the house of cards falls down. That's when the house of cards. I'm supposed to know how that stuff works.
But you're going to learn.
I'm trying to learn. There are some training.
There's something really unoptimistic about our station manager saying we're going to collapse.
Well, but that's pragmatic in the society. I'm supposed to be Mr. Pragmatism.
Don't manifest that.
Sorry?
Don't manifest that.
I can't manifest that energy, I'm sorry. Yeah, no, we're going to do fantastic.
We are going to do fantastic.
From
you know
October when we get back in session.
Because we have a good unit that works.
100%.
Look, this event, everyone has participated so heavily with the event we're running today.
Yes.
Fantastic. Absolutely beautiful.
Yeah, no, it's gone swimming. No, it's gone swimming. I don't know why you're laughing at. I don't know what you're laughing at. Listeners, I don't know what Jacob is laughing at. I feel like he's been very immature here. He's throwing me off my game here. I was on the train of thought.
I'm just having fun.
We're having fun with it. What else? I think part of the reason why we won Best Society of the Year, but able to do the things that we were able to do last year doing this year is because we're able to have fun with it and enjoy what we do in the society.
If you can't tell, we're all very good friends, which is why we're able to bounce off each other the way that we have been.
Yeah.
It's why the dynamic here is a bit less professional, but you know what? This is what I wouldn't say we're unprofessional. Don't quote me on that one now. We're quite professional. But when you get a group of people who get along so well, you get entertainment like this. And clearly it's somewhat entertaining, because four of you are still here. Hi, all four of you.
Hi, all four of you.
Four. Hello.
But this is the joys of student radio.
Mm-hmm. This is the joys
of student radio. We're going over what we've done through the year, and we're laughing about it. What more could you ask for in a society? If you haven't joined yet, consider this your motivation to join. You do radio, and you laugh. What more?
We're getting, invaluable experience as well.
Yeah.
Well, that too, but I prefer laughing.
Okay.
The friendships that were made are worth more than the experience.
It's not the destination, it's the friends you made.
Exactly.
Regardless, whatever the destination that you are off them is, hopefully there isn't a destination for you. Hopefully it never goes away.
I could put this on surround sound and we could hear everything in the room, or is that too much? You know what, we'll do it.
Just tinker, it's fine.
Move!
If this works really well now, and we only have 20 minutes
left. Can you do it? Because my fingers are... I got it!
Oh.
Okay, now you can hear the entirety of... Oh no, because then you're going to hear them.
Oh!
That's a bit less.
No, that's not a bit louder.
Technical difficulties once again.
I wouldn't say technical difficulties, but... Oh, we could do this. And now we should be hearable from both sides. Because it's going from here.
Okay, perfect.
Well, hey, look at that. This is why I should be on tech team. Because I can work a Blue Yeti microphone.
I mean, if you ran for it, you probably would have gotten. So
I wanted to be secretary. I feel like secretary is more of my calling. And no, that doesn't mean I'm being president.
That makes sense.
Because
yeah.
I mean, that's kind of how it works. I'm not confirming anything.
That's not what I was. Okay.
What were you going to say?
Nothing. Anyway, so. Why should people join ULFM then?
Because we're amazing.
We're here.
Okay, the fact that you needed to think about that's kind of concerning.
Well, no, there's just so much to think about. There's just so many things that I can bring up. Why should you join ULFM? Well, if you're a journalism student, or if you do journalism, I have found anyway, as a journalism student, because I won't stop talking about it, that it's been an invaluable experience for me, just on a pragmatic level. The committee are the bad crowd, could be worse, could be better, they're fine, go crack,
I would have, you know what, on a genuine answer, I think people should join ULFM. for the simple reason that we get things done. We get, yeah. We have an event in our head, we will do the event. Generally speaking, if we have a concept, we get it done. If we want something bad enough, we want shows out there, we will get people on shows.
100%.
We're 100%. Good at getting our job done, making sure the society runs well, and having fun while doing it.
Exactly.
What more do you ask for in a society? Or even a club?
We don't do that. We don't give away a lot of free things.
No.
Okay. We don't do like gift bags.
So Conan's only issue with society is we don't give off free things, and you know what?
We don't do like any fun.
That says I think that speaks volumes.
I would like to say for the record now that everything I've said in the past 43 minutes can be taken
completely as
either half seriously or not seriously at all. Nothing fully serious.
The D&D podcast isn't returning, is all they say.
Well, maybe.
I'll rock, paper, scissors if we're live on air.
What we do?
Rock, paper, scissors for the return of the D&D podcast.
On air, scissors.
I feel like I can see Lauren's expression. I feel like she has questions that she needs to get through in her expression.
Lauren, you...
No, rock, paper, scissors.
We're letting you take control, okay? Yeah. We're just going to do the rock, paper, scissors. Best of three.
No, we'll just do
Lauren,
one.
You're
we'll just do one. We'll just do one.
Rock, scissors, Conan.
If I win, it's not going to head.
Are we doing rock, paper, scissors, shoot? Or
rock, paper, scissors, shoot. If I win, it's not going to head. Ready?
Scissors,
rock, paper, scissors, shoot. No. No.
D&D podcast. Let's go. Version 2.
So, what does everyone hope to do this year, then? With your new committee roles?
Get back in the studio. Actually have a broadcasting schedule and start... actually broadcasting per week again. Obviously we do these live streams, but it's not proper broadcasting. On a more technical aspect of it, we do have our server set up once again. We just need to get a new website built, and we need to link that with our new Icecast servers, which means that we'll be able to actually make online radio again, which is going to be very nice. More workshops, definitely.
Workshops
more people in, like more members meetings potentially, well, who knows. Get UOFM news back on. What else do I want to do this year? I want to start doing live sports commentaries. That's something I want to do.
That's a great one.
For the college sports, I want to start doing that if they'll last anywhere near the pitches. And beyond that, that's all I can think of. I have a list somewhere. I have a manifesto somewhere that I need to look into.
I know my one is, one thing I really want to do is work with more clubs and societies.
100%.
I want us to have involvement. But if anyone wants to do a podcast and you're from a club and society, email me or email UL, or not UL, ULFM, don't email UL. Email the ULFM email and we will reply, because that is one thing that I want, is I want to have good ties with many of the clubs and societies. I want us to be able to involve them in stuff we do.
Yes, 100%.
Because we're student radio. If you have something you want to advertise, I don't see why we shouldn't be advertising it.
100%. This is something that we've spoken about before, and we'll hopefully be able to push onwards just in terms of more collaboration with CNS.
Because currently there isn't, well, there is, but there isn't like a main medium where clubs and societies can go to put their stuff out there to a wider audience. I want us to be that wider audience.
We're just having ourselves here. We're just giving away all our plans.
So they're not plans. We're very
aspirations.
We're a very optimistic committee. We have stuff we want to try and accomplish. And this is some of those stuff.
100%. Tom, is there anything you want to get done?
Just really just like help any of the new members just sort of put themselves out there, like get them to start making podcasts, start giving out ideas for events, just like generally get people to actually engage with the society. And even for the new first years coming in, if any of them thinking of joining, just come on in, join a members meeting, see how it is. If you don't like it, you don't like it. But I'd assume everyone would like it, because it is just a fun society to be a part of. You'd actually really enjoy the sort of everything that we do, and you'll make some good friends out of it. Like, be the four of us, like, honestly. Me and Conan probably met twice or three times. We're always like still good friends. Like.
Yeah. I mean, if you even need proof that ULFM can be anyone's team. Thompson, you're a perfect example of that. Like, you came in here not thinking you'd enjoy it.
I didn't know what FM meant coming in.
You didn't know what FM meant?
I didn't know what it means. What is it?
I only learned what FM meant yesterday, so.
Yeah, it was frequency modulation.
What's FM mean?
We have, yeah, so FM is frequency modulation. Because we actually had to talk about this yesterday. I believe it was Ken that had to school us on the FM versus AM. AM, I believe, means augmented modulation?
Yeah.
Potentially?
Big words.
Yeah.
Big words. Big words, small brain. From me.
Well, don't be so you know, condescending. I think you're great.
For you,
anyways.
we're gonna circle back on that when we're off air.
You're gonna see throughout the entire day this man was lying in my bed. Don't question it, he's just here doing station manager things.
Sleeping.
Actually, most of the time sleeping. You're going to see his foot at one point.
Yeah.
A bit of a spoiler. Don't be surprised, because a few people are.
It's socked, at least.
That is.
It's a socked foot.
What a fantastic year we've had, lads.
We've had a great year.
Oh! Saving the best to last. We got nominated for a Bix Award, pretty much.
We did.
In a full-blown application, videos and everything, for 2 Bix Awards.
Yeah. We were on the national scale.
We were on the national scale.
And something like the Bix is going to serve us fantastically going forward.
It will.
Even though we didn't win it, just being nominated generally is going to serve us great going forward.
We were ecstatic just winning Culture Society of the Year.
100%.
Being able to go on a national scale was insane.
100%.
I think the only thing that disappointed us was we couldn't go in person.
We couldn't go in person, unfortunately. We couldn't actually accept our Best Society Award in person either.
No.
That was the only negative thing. Those were the negative takeaways
from couldn't
winning
be
awards everyone. And being nominated for awards, was just not being able to be there. Hopefully, I believe there's a rain check on the on those events, just in terms of actually having one person. But who knows, maybe we'll be back again next year.
And if we are, you heard it here first. You can thank this committee here, because we're genuinely a fantastic unit.
We do try our best.
We do try our best.
We persevere.
I mean, even the committee members who are not here, in our Vice President Lana,
mm-hmm.
our President Amy, our PRO in Katie,
yes,
and our technical manager, I can never remember the title. All fantastic people have on this committee.
100%.
If it wasn't for them,
yeah,
we would not run this movie. Our PR for this, phenomenal.
Our PR for this is great. Yeah, and really, when you're in society, PR is probably one of the more important aspects.
Mm-hmm.
Or not a society, but a radio and a media society generally. PR has got to be one of the most important aspects. So being able to present ourselves so well, it serves us fantastically. Obviously, we have Alana and her years and years of wisdom from her advisory vice president role.
Has she been here that many years? Oh, she will be. She's been here for too long.
You've heard it here first, Lana.
You've been here too long.
She has been here too long. We have Amy as our president.
She's also been here too long.
She's also been here too long and will probably never leave.
No.
And obviously we have Ken as our technical mm-hmm. officer, who helps me so much. So much.
You just know at the 20-year anniversary, 2 names for people who will instantly jump up and join will be Amy Austin and Declan.
Hopefully. Mills.
Who's Declan McKenna?
Declan McKenna is a singer, isn't he?
Well, there you go. Declan McKenna, if you ever want to come on air, you're more than welcome to.
This is a direct invitation. If hopefully one of the 4 people watching currently is Declan McKenna, this is a direct invitation that we're extending on. We'd love to have you on the show. We are quite busy. We do have a very busy schedule of very famous artists. I'll say for legal reasons, that's a joke. Because that was libelous. But Declan McKenna, if he is one of our 4 listeners, he's more than welcome on the show.
I mean, 5 listeners now. Hello,
5 listeners. That's Declan McKenna.
He heard his name and he just had to join.
He had to join. He sensed it.
He's got like echolocation. He can hear his name said from space once it's in context.
He's a massive ULFM fan. He's seen our ULFM posting. He's like, you know what?
What a great
this we call it radio station in Limerick. I'm a fan of it.
Do we have anything else that we post?
Lauren, do you have anything else? I feel like you have a list somewhere.
I do have a list, but that's not the point. no, just touching as well on what Jacob said about if any clubs and socks have anything they want talked about, if any just individual students have anything that they want to talk about or that they want someone else to talk about for them, send us an email as well. And
what people need to realize as well is that if you do, you can do, anyone can podcast. We teach you, we're going to be doing workshops soon. We'll be teaching you every single one of the skills you are going to need to learn. So do not stress if you're anxious about getting into radio. We're here for you.
Going back in the previous hour, you had that William Nolan, who was our station manager for years and years and years, and was what kind of all those people that was in UFM in perpetuity. One of his biggest takeaways from UFM was the lack, was getting rid of those nerves from public speaking. Like, if you do struggle with that now, it's something you can work out of your system.
Indeed.
And we can help with that. We can help with that. We can give you the skills, and we can provide you with the tools to podcast and to broadcast and to do all those fun things with us. If you so choose. We can't force you into it, really.
We don't want to force people in. We try to encourage it, though.
We encourage it, yeah.
We encourage.
And Jacob, do you want to tell everyone how to join if they want to?
Of course. So, if anyone is interested in joining, the way you go about it is you go onto the UL Wolves site. There will be a section there for societies, and you'll see ULFM written there. You can get in through your student email if you're a student, or realistically anyone can join. It's just pricing differences. But once you go through the Wolves site, it should come up with a way to join. Currently, we're only accepting, what is it? Kind of like bank things for membership payments.
It's just the UL system generally.
Basically, the only thing we're not accepting is cash because we can't actually do that with current circumstances. I don't know. Maybe.
I'll look into that. We'll see. We can't take cash.
But once your membership has been paid for, you are a member of ULFM. We don't have the group chat set up, but that is coming very soon in talks. Don't worry. So if you're currently a member, don't stress. We haven't forgotten about you. And once that group chat's set up, you are more than free to ask us any questions, or you can email us. I believe the email's on the site.
You can email us, you can text us, you can send us a letter, you can send a carrier pigeon.
You can turn up at our door, it does not matter. We are here for you.
We're here for you. Is there anything else?
Thompson, do you have anything to discuss for the final few minutes? Any words of advice? Any words of encouragement? Any engage us, Thompson?
If you're thinking about joining, please join.
Let Thompson engage with you.
Wise words from our engaging Thompson. If you're thinking of joining, just do it.
Yeah, 100% though. Those are very wise words.
Really insightful, yeah.
Yeah, just get involved. Get involved, do it.
And if you play Carnival Games on the Nintendo DS, you should definitely consider joining.
And I want it known that I am Queen of Carnival Games.
Okay.
Jacob might try and tell you different, but it's not true, so.
No, it is true. I can't argue with it anymore. You are.
Yeah.
I can't argue with it because I've never played it.
We know.
We know why.
We know why.
Why?
Moving on.
Oh, okay. Fair enough. Too spicy for...
I wouldn't say spicy. What? Where did you go?
I don't know. It's just the way you looked at me there. I don't know. I didn't quite like the look I just received off of our secretary, Jacob Quinn. We refer to him in full name, not so angry. Secretary
Jacob. My first name is Secretary. Engagement Officer Thompson. Adejimi.
Yeah.
I got it right there.
Oh, yeah,
you did. I'm learning. Do we have anything else to cover? I think we pretty much...
We covered a lot.
A quick hour, though.
I feel like we're going to get a text off it. I mean, I was like, oh, you left off something absolutely huge, but...
Well, not really. Society of the Year, I think, is the biggest thing, and how we've just accomplished so much in a year where, realistically, everything was against us.
Yeah. And we still pulled it off.
We did. And we will continue to pull it off for as long as we need to.
Sometimes there are days when the 10-second cars feel more like 20, or when the barbecues don't taste as conclusive, or when the explosions aren't enough to warm that shiny, smooth scalp of yours. It is in those moments of uncertainty that college radio stays resilient, because we are a family. In tough times, we thrive.